Luke 3. Now in the 15th year of the government of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor over Judea, and Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother, tetrarch of Iturea and the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came upon John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the district round the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Esaias the prophet, "Voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every gorge shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked places shall become a straight path, and the rough places smooth ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." He said therefore to the crowds which went out to be baptized by him, "Offspring of vipers, who has forewarned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say in yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father,' for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And already also the axe is applied to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, not producing good fruit, is cut down and cast into the fire." And the crowds asked him, saying, "What should we do then?" And he answering says to them, "He that has two body coats, let him give to him that has none, and he that has food, let him do likewise." And tax gatherers came also to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" And he said to them, "Take no more money than what is appointed to you." And persons engaged in military service also asked him, saying, "And we, what should we do?" And he said to them, "Oppress no one, nor accuse falsely, and be satisfied with your pay." But as the people were in expectation, and all were reasoning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Christ, John answered all, saying, "I indeed baptize you with water, but the mightier than I is coming, the thong of whose sandals I am not fit to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable." Exhorting then many other things, he also announced his glad tidings to the people. But Herod the tetrarch, being reproved by him as to Herodias, the wife of his brother, and as to all the wicked things which Herod had done, added this also to all the rest, that he shut up John in prison. And it came to pass, all the people having been baptized, and Jesus having been baptized and praying, that the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form as a dove upon him. And a voice came out of heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I have found my delight." And Jesus himself was beginning to be about 30 years old, being, as was supposed, son of Joseph, of Eli, of Mathat, of Levi, of Melchi, of Janna, of Joseph, of Mattathias, of Amos, of Naum, of Esli, of Nagai, of Maath, of Mattathias, of Semei, of Joseph, of Judah, of Joannes, of Resa, of Zerubbabel, of Salathiel, of Neri, of Melchi, of Adai, of Kasam, of Elmodam, of of Joseph, of Eleazar, of Joraim, of Mathat, of Levi, of Simeon, of Judah, of Joseph, of Jonan, of Eliakim, of Melias, of Menon, of Mattatha, of Nathan, of David, of Jesse, of Obed, of Boaz, of Salmon, of Naason, of Aminadab, of Aram, of Esram, of Phares, of Judah, of Jacob, of Isaac, of Abraham, of Terah, of Nahor, of Seruk, of Ragal, of Phalek, of Eber, of Selah, of Cainan, of Arphaxad, of Shem, of Noe, of Lamech, of Methuselah, of Enoch, of Jared, of Malaleel, of Cainan, of Enos, of Seth, of Adam, of God.